Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Higher education leaders across the country are closely watching a trial in Boston that could ultimately lead to major changes in how race is considered in college admissions. A group called Students for Fair Admissions, which is led by a conservative legal strategist, is suing Harvard. The group claims that Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants by giving them lower personality ratings than other groups. The plaintiffs claim that Harvard focuses too much on race and that it routinely admits more African Americans, Hispanics, and white students, despite the fact that Asian American students have better academic records. Harvard argues that its holistic admissions process considers race as just one of many factors in order to select a student body with a diverse array of life experiences. Mary Sue Coleman is president of the Association of American Universities. She sides with Harvard in the case and says schools have to be deliberate about creating diverse classes.
Because educational research shows that being in a classroom that is composed of students who have different backgrounds, different races, different life experiences is in fact the best educational experience for all students, not students who have been underrepresented in the past or overrepresented or whatever, that this diversity of thought, of background, of life experiences and race is extremely important to create the best educational environment.
And so how is what Harvard's doing going to lead to that by saying, look, even though many Asian American applicants consistently come in with high academic qualities in testing, in GPA, but they get ranked lower in other areas than other ethnic groups in likability and kindness. How is that going to lead to that diverse, holistic student body?
I think what is at dispute here is how Harvard really evaluates its applicants. So I don't want to get into an argument about whether Harvard is using the appropriate ways to evaluate candidates. What I do know is that many more promising, capable young people apply to Harvard than can possibly be admitted. So what they're trying to do with a large committee is to really build a class and look at bringing in students who have different life experiences, bring different things to the table. All of these students are going to be highly academically qualified to succeed at Harvard.
So when the other side in this case says Asian Americans have the highest academic credentials but the lowest admissions rate, that sounds like it could be okay to you.
What I'm saying is that I'm loath to opine on the details because I think the details are in dispute about how Harvard does its admissions process. What I do know is that American higher education has created this globally enviable higher education system, in fact, because we do use holistic processes and we don't just go by test scores or grades. I mean, one of the things that has become apparent to me, you know, in my long study of this whole issue, is that what we don't want is a system that Asia has, where at the end result, students are admitted based on a single test.
What do you think the overall interests of universities beyond Harvard is here? What do they all have at stake?
Well, in any case like this, I assume that the side that does not win will appeal. And I assume that this case in itself may ultimately end up at the Supreme Court. The law of the land right now gives universities and colleges, for that matter, the ability to look at the entire student. So just like the Michigan affirmative action cases, the University of Michigan affirmative action cases, either side that loses will appeal. So the whole issue of affirmative action and whether we can use affirmative action in admissions will still be the law of the land. It is the law of the land now. Race may be used as one of many factors in admissions, but that may not be the case a few years from now if this case is appealed all the way to the Supreme Court because, as you know, the Supreme Court has changed since the affirmative action cases from Michigan went to the court.
You mentioned University of Michigan. You were president of Michigan when it faced two lawsuits that claimed the university's admissions policy showed preferential treatment to minorities. The Supreme Court upheld the school's right to use race as one of many factors in admitting students. What about the universities, and I'm assuming your association now represents them as well, such as Caltech, that say that they do not use race as a factor in admissions?
I don't know of any institution that has been able to use a race-neutral factor, a number of race-neutral factors to create a diverse class. I think Caltech is a very interesting case because they are so narrowly tailored in terms of the qualities that they're looking at engineering talent, because that's the whole basis of the institution. But I in fact, do not know of any institution who's claimed to be able to use completely race-neutral factors to build a diverse class, as diverse as we believe is important for the best educational practice.
Mary Sue Coleman is president of the Association of American Universities. Thanks again.
Thanks so much.